Hi, beautiful soul. Welcome to this week's angel message. This is for August the 12th all the way through until the 19th. So I'm Rachel Skoltok, angel medium, and this week I've got some really special cards for you. And they may surprise you unless you came to the Lionsgate activation and then you'll have massive aha. But how are you feeling after the Lionsgate? We're actually still in that open Lionsgate moment until Tuesday. So if you haven't done the Lionsgate activation, the replay is still available. You can do the replay and still connect with this beautiful, powerful energy. Now, the Lionsgate is the beginning of the galactic new year, and it's a moment of change, transformation, death, and rebirth. Not in the physical necessarily, but more about something has to leave or be removed from your life, let go of, so that something new can come in. So this week, we're still riding that powerful wave of positive affirmation, abundance, transformation. And these cards are really going to shock and surprise you, I think. So let's move forward with the first of the cards this week. So the very first card that came out is the spiral. I'm using the multidimensional oracle by my friend Sunny Dawn Johnston. And this is the number 8. Now, goosebumps, you know, Lionsgate was the 888 portal. We're in an 8 year, which is an infinite number of abundance. It helps us to delete the scarcity programs, the negativity, the fear that we have around accepting good, abundance, new opportunities. And this is giving you affirmation of that for this week. The very first card is all about what can we expect. The message on the card, if you can see the words, is rebirth, cycle of life, and death. So don't be getting afraid about loss and losing someone. This is more around something needs to be released. Something needs to be removed so that the new can come in, so that you can give birth, if you like, to something new. So this is the moment for you to be thinking, what is stopping me from evolving into who I really want to be? How can I, what is the block? What in my energy, my behavior, my thoughts, in my external life is acting as a block that is stopping me from growing? So, you know, if you're putting out for your manifestations, which you should be at the moment because this is the peak moment of the year to be manifesting. Of course, you can manifest at any time, but the energies are very optimal at the moment. So think about how you want your life to be, how you want to feel, what you want life to look like, how you want the world to look, and your part in that. You know, I think light workers, we see ourselves as healing, uplifting, bringing love and light to the world. So what's preventing you from bringing love and light to yourself so that you can be in that position to uplift and help others, if that's the way you're looking at things? So make a list of what is holding you back. And that is what you need to look at. How can I heal this, remove this, cut cords to this, so that I can move forward? And similarly, if you're trying to heal from something right now, if you've realized, okay, I really need to heal from this disease, this disharmony in my life, this problem, I'm trying to get over something that's been a big challenge and has been draining me, what do I need to let go of? How can I cut cords to this situation? That's a good place to start. And then recognize, you know, I was thinking about something I'm manifesting at the moment, in my business that I've wanted for such a long time to create. And I had a good look at what's stopping me from doing this. Well, one part of that is fear. I've been worried that people might think I'm not good enough or that I don't think I'm good enough. You know, what if people think I'm, you know, I'm not enough for this and I do it? Well, that's a fear, isn't it? Because it's not true that I'm not good enough. Just in the same way, it's not true that you're not good enough for what you want. The divine plants our dreams and desires within us. You know, the word enthusiasm, that's related to a word that means in theos, divine within, God within, whatever your word for God is. So that means that your deepest desires, the things you most want to fulfill in your life come from your soul. They come from the divine. They haven't just appeared by accident. They don't come from your ego. It's not just about your material life. It's about how you can share that light, love, opportunity, abundance with others as well. So what do you need to cut away? Just imagine like a snake shedding its skin, or maybe it's even just like cutting away the dead wood, you know, or the dried dead leaves on a plant, so that the nutrition and the good energy can go to growing new. So that's what that card is about. And this is one of my favorite symbols. And when I first started my business ages and ages ago, 22 years ago, I had this as my logo, the spiral. My business was called Beautiful Soul Healing. It still is for tax purposes. That's my business name, Beautiful Soul Healing. And I had that on a sign outside my house where people would come to see me. Now I do everything online. So I thought that was a lovely synchronicity. Now, what I didn't show you on the slides is that, and actually another card came out, and I chose the spiral because the two were very similar, is the snake. So look at that beautiful card and look at the words on it: healing, release, and rebirth, change, which is what the Lion's Gate is all about, this period of time that we're in, and it's what we're all doing right now. So that's why I chose the spiral, because I thought they pretty much say the same thing, but I'll show you them both. Beautiful cards for this week, right? So the second card is the guidance that angels are giving us. Thank you so much, angels. And let me tell you, the angels that step forward for today, Archangel Uriel, the angel of wisdom, who carries a lantern that lights up your path to help you to see what's in front of you so that you can avoid obstacles and you can find the right next steps for you. That's what your angels are all about. They want to guide you to the next step. What's my next step, angels? So that's why I wasn't too surprised, but I was really happy to see this card come up, Ganesha, on your screen. So Ganesha is the divine ascended master of removing obstacles. And the words on this card are beginnings. Are we getting the message, do you think? Clearing obstacles, intellect, and acceptance. And it shows the beautiful Ganesh. I've got to get used to my camera being this way around. All right. The beautiful Ganesh holding up, looks like it's a lotus flower, right? The lotus flower has its roots in the mud. And then it blooms with all these petals, creating beauty. Even out of the dirt, we can create something amazing. And the lotus flower also represents your spiritual chakra, which is the crown chakra. And Ganesh has many arms. He's also all about abundance. Remember the 888 number as well. So just as I said before, what's in your way? A lot of what's in our way is self-created, and we see a manifestation of it in the physical. So if you're getting a lot of people coming to you, maybe, you know, complaining about a certain aspect, have a look within and go, how does that reflect an obstacle or a fear or a belief, a mistaken thought that I've been thinking that is manifesting in my physical world and showing me, you know, because sometimes we're like, oh, go away, horrible people shouting at me. But actually, it's something that we need to look at. And it's not necessarily a criticism of you. It's like a mirror showing you what you need to release. Right? So you might have lots of issues with perhaps men or women. And you go, okay, what is this showing me? Maybe there's some unhealed energy with a man or a woman, my mother or my father. Something from the past. That's a simplified way of looking at it. But Ganesh is helping you right now to release the obstacles that are in your path. And isn't it funny that just as Lion's Gate comes in, so does Mercury retrograde, which is usually about showing us, making us go within to look at our obstacles. And that's why we have these kind of issues like techie stuff and things like that sort of can come up in Mercury retrograde, because it's showing us what's blocking. You know, sometimes, you know, someone came to me last week. They were having a problem with something on my website. And I've learned now to thank those people, because those people highlight things that I haven't been able to see. Maybe I've been too busy, or for some other reason I've missed it. And I don't see them as problem people. I see them as people who have gone, hey, I'm having an issue with this. And because when I sort it out, it's not just sorted out for that one person. It's sorted out for everybody who comes to my site. Whereas a lot of people might just go away and go, oh, I'm never going back to her because I had a problem. Whereas the complainer shows you the problem. See how Ganesh and Mercury retrograde and Archangel Uriel can help us at this time to work through the things that we need to see. When we see a problem, whether it's an internal problem, whether it's like suddenly realizing that someone hasn't been truthful with you or someone isn't giving you their best, it helps you to actually solve that problem. Whereas if you're blinkered and blindfolded, you can't do anything about it until you see it. So at the moment, the angels, the planets, the guides, our divine creator are all showing us what we need to see. And that's why we did the third eye clearing in the Lionsgate activation, so that we can see the truth. Show me the truth, angels. What do I most need to see so that I can move forward? And our final card today, I'm going to do a card pick, don't worry, is this one, 777. I will get used to this. 777. Let me know, by the way, are you enjoying the slides or do you not like them? I'm trying to upgrade my offerings to you all the time. I'm always working on how can I make this better. So I want to know what you think. Tell me in the comments. So the sevens, if you see angel number 777, that means keep going. You're on the right track. The angels are supporting you. It's like a galloping horse, you know, keep going, keep going, keep going. Keep the faith. Your dreams are coming true. And that's what it says on this card. Magic happens. Dreams coming true. Now, we know that this is a very magical time. It's about manifestation, abundance. The card that we pulled during the Lionsgate was Merlin, the divine magician. He reminds you that the magic is within you. And this is an outcome card for you today. This is saying to you, if you follow the guidance of removing the obstacles, the things that are stopping you from growing, evolving, coming to that next level in your spiritual, emotional, physical life, what your soul is showing you, as you let what needs to go, to die away, and have acceptance about that. You know, sometimes it's very difficult to move on, isn't it? Even, you know, I can remember I rent my homes, and every time I've lived in a home, I've been like, oh my God, I love this house so much. I never want to leave. And then there comes a time when you have to leave, or you move on, or you need something else. And then you go, oh, but there's something better. There's something that's going to fit for me next. And so you have to accept and say goodbye, even if there's things about things that you love, so that you can fully welcome in and receive the new. So this is what the angels are showing us this week. We're riding this wave just like a surfer. We're up there on the board, riding this gorgeous golden wave as it takes us to the next level of our life. And so the spirit, the angels are saying to us, keep shedding those heavy energies that no longer serve you. Go within, work with the energy of Mercury retrograde to look at what you most need to see so that you can remove the obstacles. And you're coming to this place where helping you to get on that golden path where you can find the perfect circumstances, the support, the synchronicity, the signs that show you. So look out for 777 this week in your angel numbers. We're still in the 888 portal as well. So I love that we got a 777 as well. What do you think of the reading this week? I'm using completely different cards. Now, during the Lionsgate, we had a new archangel show up with the divine feminine archangels called Sarafiel, spelled like Sarah, S-A-R-A-P-H-I-E-L, Sarafiel or Sarafiel. And when I went for a walk last night after the doing the meditation, a big van went past me with the word Sarah on it. And I was blown away. I've never seen like a workman's van with Sarah written on it before. So that was a beautiful affirmation and sign. Sarafiel talks to us about voice, the throat chakra, using our voice to speak our manifestations. Your word is your wand. Remember that? As you speak, you have a frequency that's unique to your voice. Even if you sound like a family member or your brother or sister, your voice has still got its own unique frequency that connects you to source. So remember to call out to the angels this week aloud. Ask, Affirm, I'm so grateful for the abundance that's coming my way. Speak your wishes into fruition. I am ready to release what no longer serves me. Speak about it, communicate it, but also remember to use your voice to communicate with others. People don't know what you're thinking. They're not mind readers. You need to let people know what you want, what you need from them, what you need to say to them with love, of course. Communication is really important this week too. All right, are you ready for the card pick? Now, where is the card I chose for you? Oh, here it is. Okay. All right, so you can choose from the, where am I going? That way. The pink, the pinky rosy, or the one with the gorgeous cosmic alignment on it. Which one do you want to choose? Ask the angels. What guidance do you have for me, angels, this week about? Take a deep breath. Choose which one you're attracted to. Okay. We're going to go with the pink rose one. This one is from the Work Your Light deck, Rebecca Campbell. Star Mother. This is about mothering, nurturing. How can you give that nurture and mothering energy to yourself? It's also about Mother Mary. It's interesting, you know, another card that fell out while I was shuffling earlier was the Mother Mary card, and I thought that's amazing. She's all about, you know, she's the queen of the angels. The queen of the angels. So if you smell roses or you get a, you have feel a connection to Mother Mary, that is, you know, that's the angels and Mother Mary working with you. Call in the nurturing energy. The nurturing energy is all about giving and receiving. You can't only be a giver. You can't only breathe out. What would happen if you only breathed out? You'd have to eventually take a big breath in, right? You've got to balance your giving and receiving. This is asking you to nurture yourself, maybe to heal the mother wound as well, and also to watch when you're being, you're kind of ignoring yourself. You're giving, nurturing everyone else, but you're forgetting yourself. So that's the guidance for you if you asked for that card. If you felt attracted to the other card, this one is the moon, which is quite related, actually, if you think of that mother nurturing energy. Inner world, fears, emotions, hidden emotions need to come out, and also intuition. So under the moon, sometimes we can... Have you ever had a dark night of the soul where you've lain awake thinking all the worst case scenarios you can possibly think of? Sometimes that's moon energy. You know, have you ever laid awake during a full moon thinking, why can't I sleep? Your thoughts are overstimulated and they can go into illusion, fantasy, and making up stories that aren't true. So I see with this card is like questioning your paranoid, fearful, or delusional thoughts. We all have them sometimes, don't we? We're all like, But this is asking you to ground yourself, tap into your intuition instead of that kind of crazy thought energy that we can all get into sometimes. But sometimes we get that because we're connected to crazy thought energy. Maybe we've been scrolling too much on the internet, or we've been watching things that are kind of stimulating fear in us. This is asking you to bring it back to center, get grounded. Deal with the emotions that feed those fears. Maybe you've been swallowing and pushing down your emotions. It's time to process them, write about them, talk to a counselor or a therapist or your favorite healer. Talk to a trusted friend or someone that you can feel completely okay about sorting out all of those unhealed emotions with, and then you will experience healing. Don't focus on your fears. Don't feed your fears. Feed the love energy within you. All right, that's the messages for this week of the 12th of August. I am wishing you so much love and angel blessings. And I want to invite you to my next exciting workshop at the end of August, which is August 30th, where I'm going to teach you how to safely and properly work with your angels, your guardian angels, and use a pendulum. So we're working with crystal pendulums. You will need to bring a crystal pendulum to that event. I'm going to also take you through a guided meditation and intuitive attunement And then I'm going to help you to connect with your guardian angels, who your angel is, their name, why they're with you, how they're helping you right now, and a message that you can get from them. And I'm going to teach you how to get answers and guidance using the pendulum, the do's and the don'ts. So if you'd like to come to that, that's available at, on my website right now. I'll put the link in the comments or the caption for you. But in the meantime, I'm sending you angel blessings. Thank you so much for being here. And please, if you're watching me on one of the social channels or YouTube, I'm trying to up my numbers. So I would love it if you would comment and subscribe. It really helps people to find me. And I appreciate you so much. So I read every single one of your comments. So please let me know what you thought of today's reading. I'm Rachel Skoltok. I will see you next week. Angel blessings.